Following the ruling by the Labour Court, we have obviously consulted our members regarding the ruling. Obviously, we are doctors and we are law-abiding citizens. And our position right now, most of our grievances that were presented to the minister have not been adequately addressed. Yes, and that alone has made some of our members and the majority, in fact, to decide not to return to work because there is nothing at work that can be used to help patients in delivering quality healthcare services.
So, in this case, are you really saying definitively that you are not returning to work?
Yes, most of our members have shown their intent not to return to work until such a time that they receive satisfactory solutions in regard to their grievances that they raised 3 weeks ago.
Are some of your members willing to go back? What is going on?
We haven't really done the statistics, but the majority have shown their intent not to return to work.
And then it seems as if the Labour Court actually gave the Health Service Board to actually fire you or take any disciplinary action against you and not even to pay you for the days you've been away from work. What's your take on that?
Exactly. Our position has always been clear that going to work or not going to work, as long as our grievances are not addressed, our situation and our stance remains the same. There is no going back. We're waiting for solutions. We're waiting for those with authority to intervene and provide the necessary equipment and medicines that are required to assist patients in institutions. And for your own information, most of our members, doctors, did not receive that December salary. So it's actually confusing. How do you expect the same people to report for work without their salary?
So are you not scared that you are going to be fired?
People everyone has been expecting that at some point in time, they're going to be fired. And it's quite sad because as I'm speaking right now, the doctor-to-ratio patient in Zimbabwe is very bad. And firing doctors won't solve the situation either. It will worsen the healthcare system in the country, which is already in a critical level. So it's not going to help anything. It's going to actually worsen the situation.
We heard recently that retired General Constantino Chiwenga, who is the Vice President of Zimbabwe, is actually engaging doctors. So what is the situation concerning that?
Yes, we have remained hopeful. We had our last meeting with the Minister of Health about a few days ago. We actually submitted our grievances to the Minister with the hope that the Minister is going to convey our message to the Honorable Vice President. So we're still waiting for the response.
Now that
the new developments that the Health Services Board has decided to take by dragging our association to court is unfortunate because it's not going to help the situation on the ground. They are actually reversing the progress that we have made so far in regard to negotiations and finding a long-lasting solution to the grievances raised by doctors. And they are not new grievances. They've been raised the whole year. And if you notice, most industrial action will always raise the same issues, that there are no drugs in hospitals and doctors are not paid well enough to take care of themselves or to even return to report for work.
And so are you...
We've been raising these same issues and some of the agreements that you signed as back as 2014 were not being followed.
So are you saying that the government has not even addressed a single grievance out of what you're complaining about?
We've heard a number of reports that there have been some medicines that have been brought. Some of the medicine is still in India and stuff. But the situation on the ground is there are no medicines in hospital besides the profuse reporting in the state media.
And in essence, are they addressing the issue concerning you being paid in US dollars? Nothing of that sort, or you've got something?
The issue of being paid in US dollars is what we're still trying to negotiate with our employer. Because the situation in the market is that everything is now being charged in US dollars. If you come to Zimbabwe, notice that everything is being charged in US dollars. For myself to pay the annual practicing certificates from our regulators, I have to pay in US dollars. So I can't even pay my annual subscription to continue practicing because I don't have the US dollar, you know. Our salaries are in RTGS, and once we have the RTGS, is not even enough to buy anything in the market, let alone pay school fees for my children.